This week on Inside the Cleveland Browns, dive into the past week of veteran minicamp.
As fast as they can go without taking anybody to the ground, so, because I don't go very slow around here.
Hear Coach Jackson push players to reach their potential on the field.
When you do that, that's when you're going to become great. I'm telling you.
And join the search for our next junior reporter.
Hi, my name is Nico, and I'm a junior reporter.
That and much, much more coming up next.
What's up, Dog Pound? Good morning. Welcome to an all-new edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox. As always, my partner is Sarah Carnes, and we, of course, are coming to you from Berea as the vets are now on the field.
Yeah, it's really coming together as you see the vets and the rookies together for the first time.
That's also the last time, too. That's why it's so important, because they won't see each other before training camp. Let's take a look at some of the action.
How do you really evaluate, you know, what you're seeing out there when they're either doing it on air, 50% speed,
50% speed? I didn't see that. That's new for me. That's a new one. The players probably would like to hear you say that.
As fast as they can go without taking anybody to the ground. So they do go very fast and very hard. And probably if we're slowed down, it's probably a teaching session, you know, because I don't go very slow around here. I think we kind of go.
Nothing's guaranteed. There's no entitlement in any part of this game. In the NFL, it's a blessing to play. So you get a chance to go out there, put on that helmet, put on that jersey that says Cleveland Browns, and not consistently good, not consistently average, be consistently great. And, everything else will fall into place.
And we still got a big hill to climb, and we're just going to keep climbing until we can get there.
And go out there and carry your technique to the field. And your work ethic to the field. You got to be tough. You got to be smart to play this league, play in this league, and survive in this league. So you relax and get their mind right, and then start training. Come in here, and if you're not in the best shape of your life, it's your own fault.
Such a tease to see these guys out here on the field, but won't be long before the pads will be cracking. Can't wait for training camp.
I can't either. You know, one player I'm really excited to see, I know you are too, is Terrell Pryor. Let's take a look at the mindset he brings to becoming a great wide receiver.
I try to be the best I can be and do the things every single day to be the best. But you got to have that mindset that you want to be the best every single day. And that's how all of us, we go out there like brothers, and we go out there and we help each other and make sure, you know, we work hard.
Terrell certainly worked his tail off, and you see, okay, big fast guy that can go and can catch the ball well, and so he can be an asset to us. You're starting to see little glimpses of what it can become, and it's exciting.
He's a quarterback at receiver, so you know he's going to work hard. He's going to put in the extra time. He's going to do the studying. It's showing up on the field. It's great to have him here and know that he's going to have that mindset of a quarterback and be where he's supposed to be and try to do everything the right way.
Well, obviously, he's flashed. I mean, he's flashed the last several days. He really has. He's settled down and understand this is really what I want to do, and I want to be good at it. And I'm athletic enough to do it. You know, what's my why? Why do I want to do this? Do I want to be great at this? Because my challenge to each and every one of these guys is to be great at what you do, not just be, you know, average. You know, it's to be great. And so he's working at it, and I think we all see it.
Ball snap, I'm coming at you full speed, and I'm thinking I'm getting open every time. That's just my mentality now, and I truly believe that. And when I see the ball in the air, I'm going to go get it. Coach Mew, he's teaching us to play with grit, being tough, and physical, and that's how Brown's got to play. And I'm proud of the guys right now. Even at spring ball, you'd think we're going into a game next week the way we're playing. Such grit and such just that mental, the strength that we're going in with. So I'm proud of everybody on the team, and I look forward to tomorrow and just play Browns football.
It's great to hear him talk about the mentality and the grit the team needs to have throughout the season and even here in spring ball.
Yeah, and I think, Sarah, that there's sort of a different feel in the building. There's like a buzz surrounding this team, and I think a lot of it comes from new Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III. In fact, we're going to hear a little bit more from him and learn about Robert right now as we put him in the hot seat for this week's Browns Blitz.
The best thing about playing in the NFL is you have a platform to influence the masses, and you get to choose what you want to do with it.
I fell in love with football when we won our first game 60-6 in seventh grade. My game day ritual is to listen to Michael Jackson's Thriller before every game, and that will continue. The current NFL player that I admire the most is Eric Berry. He's a fellow Adidas sponsor with me, and seeing him go through his fight with cancer and come back and play at a high level is really inspiring. After a game, my favorite thing to do is watch the tape from the game and then go to sleep. The thing people would be most surprised to know about me is that I could probably be a professional ping pong player. Greatest play I've ever been a part of was a 4th and 5 in a bowl game against Washington. Handed the ball off to the running back, thought he was going to fumble it, so I followed him through the hole and I threw the game-breaking block to spring him into the end zone, and I was never more excited than in that moment. So.
Well, what does it say about a guy whose favorite play in his career is not him scoring a touchdown, but himself throwing a big block for one of his teammates to score a touchdown?
Now, that's the kind of guy I want on my team. Do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Yeah, and more of that grit we talked about earlier. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Joe Hayden on Hugh Jackson.
Him being here, having faith in me, trusting me, and definitely just believing in me, knowing what type of player I am, not really feeling like I have to come out and prove to him what I can really do. You know, just him having that confidence gives me a lot of confidence in myself.
And Coach Jackson's push to keep the team striving for greatness.
This is where you play. This is where we protect our city and ourselves, right here.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. So we wanted to get to know the players just a little bit better, and we decided to ask them some pretty grueling questions in this new series we're calling Would You Rather. Up first, running back Duke Johnson handles the heat.
Oh, my God, this is a hard one. I'm Duke Johnson, and I'm going to be playing the game Would You Rather. Would you rather spend a day wearing wet socks or spend a day with a popcorn stuck to your teeth? I think I'd take the popcorn, especially in cold Cleveland. You only have on wet socks. Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month? Internet. I would definitely give up internet for the month. I wouldn't want to stink. I kind of have a fiance. That would not go good with her. Would you rather be a famous musician or a famous actor? Stay tuned. Ballers. Would you rather be invisible or be able to read minds? Oh, my God. This is a hard one. I have to go with... I have to go read minds. Just because I always want to know what everyone's thinking. It's a lot easier to read minds. And I'm Duke Johnson. This has been a great game. You should definitely try it.
All right, I got to side with Duke on that one. Totally. Internet, out the window. Got to stay clean. And, yeah, he probably knows what he's talking about with all those good life skills he probably learned at the University of Miami, where, did you know, he happens to hold the single-season rushing title. And we caught up with fellow Hurricane Joe Hayden recently to see how he's getting back in shape for the season.
I'm here all the time. I'm here every day. So, you know, my big thing is just a lot of rehabbing.
I'm just working every day, you know, with the training staff. I'm here 5 days a week, you know, just doing treatment. And it's just going along really well. I mean, I got out of my boot yesterday, so that was a big step. I was on the scooter to the boot, and now I'm walking around weight bearing, and the process is going along really well.
My goal is to be back for camp because I want to come back and be able to be at the top of my game for the upcoming season.
The new coaching staff, Coach Hugh Jackson, him being here, having faith in me, trusting me, and definitely just believing in me, knowing what type of player I am, not really feeling like I have to come out and prove to him what I can really do. You know, just him having that confidence gives me a lot of confidence in myself and doesn't make me feel like, you know, it's a whole new staff. You got to prove yourself from ground one. We played against Cincinnati before. He kind of knows what I can do.
It feels totally different to me. I've never had this feeling. You know, just a lot of coaches, they've been coming in talking about changing the atmosphere, changing the culture. But Coach Hugh, he honestly, literally believes it. He believes that this is the opportunity that he has to come and be a head coach of this team. He had plenty of other places that he could go and wanted him to coach, but he decided to come here. And his staff, they just bring a winning attitude, a winning atmosphere, and they don't accept anything less. And we're able to show the younger guys, like, dude, that's all it's about. We're all about winning. That's the only thing we want to do here. Doesn't matter about whatever happened in the past. It's just erase the tape, make a new message, because there's teams that went from worst to first, and why can't that be us? There's no reason why, with the work ethic that we put in, with the coaching that we're getting, that we couldn't do the same thing. And I think that's what we really need, because we have a really young room, and I know the defense really well, and Tremont kind of played in one like this similar. So, you know, it's kind of more of just being the guy that any questions that they have, you know, just ask. So just basically teaching up the younger guys in the room, because I get it, you know, and just being able to watch practice and watch film with them and just trying to help everybody improve their game. Just tightening up my tools and being able to be more of a teacher about this defense.
Well, I'm sure Hayden Nation can't wait to see him back in action. Now keep it right here, Dog Pound. We'll be right back. When we return, Barkevious Mingo introduces a furry member of his pack.
Got him a little warthog, and I got him this pool, and he'll, like, dump it in the water, try to drown the thing.
And Jim Brown meets a larger-than-life likeness of himself.
Yo, boy, that's something, huh?
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, on the field, we see an angry, a menacing side of Barkevious Mingo when he's chasing around the opposing team's quarterbacks. But off the field, he has a little bit of a softer side, and we're going to get to see that right now in this week's edition of That's My Dog.
Hey, buddy, come here. All right, so you come home with him. He's in his kennel. He's freaking out. He's hollering. He's yelling. He's doing everything to try to get to me, and it's the funniest thing. And he's crazy. Got him a little warthog, and I got him this pool, and he'll, like, dump it in the water, try to drown the thing. He's not good at catching yet, though.
I got Max a year ago in January. Just felt like I wanted a dog. I know I wanted a husky. I don't know. I guess it. I don't know. I just like that breed. Like they're cool looking dogs. High energy. I'm not gonna run with him. I've tried that a couple of times. Doesn't work out good for me. But I tried to get a bike. But he's good. I mean, he's just a good dog.
We know Mingo is tough and angry on the field, but there's something special about seeing a player's face light up when he interacts with his dog. Now, one other player, the greatest of all time, of course, Jim Brown. He's tough, he's angry, he's determined on the field, always has that look on his face. Not so much when he got the chance to see his sculpture for the first time.
So after the armature has been built with the steel, I add on these hunks of dense foam just to fill volume so I don't have to use as much clay. The important thing for me is for this piece to not only work from a distance where you get the full impact of the energy of this run, but then when you get in close, you can see the beauty of the human form coming through these outfits. Another one of the challenges with a piece of this scale is that it's hard to get an aerial view of how it's looking this way, which is important. There are going to be views from the upper parts of the stadium where you can look down on this figure, and you want the figure to look right at that point too. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real fine.
Good to see you.
It's good to... Uh-oh.
No.
Boy, that's something, huh? I'm a part of this franchise. In my own mind, I'll always be a Cleveland Brown. So if ownership and the people of Cleveland are going to allow this to happen or present a statue, I can only feel good about it.
So check out your forearm here.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
I figured that.
That's not a bad weapon, huh?
But I remember watching you too when I was a kid.
Yeah, that.
I remember you using that like a battering ram to
get all those guys. A couple of them off you with it.
Even the plate, the steel plate that's under there that these get screwed into, reveals itself right there. There's a little bump down in here, and there are rivets here that hold it in.
I would never even think of looking at the shoes.
Yeah.
But that reminds me of the cleats and how we had to put those on.
Yeah, they just screwed
and then
right
there
in.
Were certain shorter ones and longer ones,
right,
depending on the weather.
Right.
I have great appreciation for the recognition in a very humble way. So what it makes me do is think about what I can contribute to the success of the franchise and the success of the city by trying to do the things that I can do in a positive way to make the people of this area very proud.
Jim Brown has always had a true appreciation for the fans in the city of Cleveland. What a great scene right there, seeing the humility in the eyes of the greatest of all time. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, hear Hugh Jackson mic'd up at practice.
Here we go, man. Let's have a day today. Let's get better, huh?
And see the search to find the next junior reporter.
Is this real?
It is real. I can hear you.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. You know, you can see all the changes happening here, whether it's to the building or building the team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hugh Jackson is certainly doing that. He's molding and he's motivating. Let's take a look as he's mic'd up.
Now, listen to me. This right here is your house. This is your house. And we got to understand, when we come through that freaking tunnel over there, we're coming out here to kick ass. This is home. And you always take care of home. You dominate at home. This is your field. This is where we handle business. This is where you play. This is where we protect our city and ourselves. Right here, okay? The Dog Pound, it be rocking, I'm telling you. So we got to bring it when we come in here. We come in here because it's special, because it's our house. We got to always remember that. Here we go, man. Let's have a day today. Let's get better, huh? Let's get better today. Let's get better today. Here we go. This is our home, and we will protect this house, boys. This is our home, and we'll protect this house.
Well, we'll make you great. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to push you like you've never been pushed. Because you got so much ability, it ain't even funny. But it's an everyday thing. It's focus, it's mindset, because I know what you want. You got to go get it.
Come on, let's work now. Here we go, linebackers. Out of the way, baby. Nice job. Out of the way to finish. How fast can you go, Cody? Five of the fastest steps you can take. There you go. Boom. I'll take it. I'll take it. Nice job. Come on. Feet, 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 feet. Good. Good. When you burst, it's got to take you where coach is, out here to the top of these numbers. But you got to run, but you got to get depth at the same time, right? Yes. Yes. Go. There he is. He's running. He's running. Good ball. Cody, that first step, tighten it. You don't have to go way back there to do that. It's just a catch, and it's really like a shuffle, okay? Go try it one time. Try it. See if you can speed yourself up. There it is. Boom. See the difference? That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Out of the way, Scooby. Out of the way, Scooby. Good job, Scooby. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, atta baby. Atta baby. Atta way. Atta way. Good. That's football. That's football. That's the way football's played. Nice job. Nice job, old boy. Atta baby. Atta baby. Atta baby. Hey, Cody, that's the difference. I know what you're trying to do. But that's the difference by having a big guy when the line goes that way.
Yeah.
Like, all I got to do, you got to put his hands up. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Guaranteed completion. There it is. Boom.
First. Give me first. Good. There you go. That's better, but listen to me.
That's better, but listen to me. When you catch, yeah, you know it. You get one move, you gotta run like a son of a gun. Come on, come on. That's what you gotta do. You have to. When you do that, that's when you're gonna become great. I'm telling you.
How about that quote from Hugh Jackson? You always have to take care of home. Love him speaking from the heart like that. I know some of those young players are taking it to heart.
So much talent with those young players. Can't wait to see him play. And we went on the search for our own talent recently. Check this out as we search for the next junior reporters.
Hi, my name is Nico and I'm a junior reporter.
Is this real?
This is not real.
I want to be a junior reporter so I can tell the people what I think.
My player is Joe Thomas because he's really good at what he does.
My favorite player on the team is either Josh McCown or Robert Griffin III.
Robert Griffin, because he throws footballs.
My favorite Browns player is Joe Hayden.
I like LeBron James
on the Browns.
Kyrie.
Joe Thomas.
I like Isaiah Crowell.
My favorite player is Joe Hayden. I will ask him, he does a good job in his defense, and every interception he gets is perfect.
Was this real?
Yes.
It was real.
This is Lily Wolf here. I am out.
Wow, those kids are so cute, and I can see why Kyrie Irving is on the brain with the Cavs being in the finals. Can't wait to see who the next junior reporters are going to be.
Man, no doubt about it. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We're coming back, an all-new Dog Pound report, and guess what? I'm on the show. Matt Wilhelm, myself, coming right back at you.